Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来先读起主经文。
Let's turn to some passages together.
第一处请读马太福音九章。
First passage, Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9.
九章十六和十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
马太福音九章十六到十七。我们大家一同来念。
Let's read it together.
好，马太九章十六节，一起来。没有人把新布补在旧衣服上，因为所补上的反带坏了那衣服，破的就更大了。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，皮袋就裂开，酒漏出来，连皮袋也坏了。唯独把新酒装在新皮袋里，两样就都保全了。第二处请读哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17。
哥林多后书九章十七节啊，不是五章，对不起，五章十七。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17。
弟兄姊妹，如果会背的话，你就不用翻了。好，我们一起来读。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。我们读完这节经文的时候，应该说什么？
We should say Amen after reading
this
verse.
然后呢，也可以说 Hallelujah.
Or we can say Hallelujah.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的，那是多么美好的事情。
Because it's so wonderful that the old has passed away and the new, everything has become new.
第三处经文，加拉太书三章二六二七。
Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27.
加拉太书三章二十六到二十七。好，我们一起来。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。 好，再来我们来读以西结书，旧约以西结书36章26节。
Chapter 36 verse 26。
如果是繁体字的中文圣经的话，在1017页。我们读两节，二六二七。
Let's read verses 26 and 27.
以西结书36章26、27。好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。好，最后一个我们读以弗所书
Ephesians
三章十四跟到十九。
Chapter 3, verses 14 through 19.
以弗所三章十六到十九 ，S， 对，十六到十九。
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19.
以弗所三章十六节，一起来，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀。借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。 好，我们先读这些，等一下我们讲到其他地方的时候再来查考。
This will temporarily conclude our scripture reading this morning.
弟兄姊妹都还记得上个主日我们有十几位弟兄姊妹受浸归到主的名下。
We all remember that last Sunday we have 15 brothers and sisters baptized into the name of Jesus.
在听弟兄姊妹的见证交通的时候。
And as I was listening to their sharing,
我们弟兄姊妹大家有共同的感觉就是一个新的感觉。
And we have a common sense feeling that is a feeling of freshness, a renewness.
看到这些组里面的新鲜人。
That we see these fresh people in the Lord.
听到他们这么新鲜这么真实的见证。
That their testimony is so real, so true, and so fresh.
我们都感觉到我们也被更新了。
And in a way that we are renewed as well.
最近在读圣经的时候。
And recently, as I was reading the scriptures,
也是特别被这个主讲到更新这种事情的时候所吸引。
And I was especially drawn to the topic of being renewed.
因为我们知道，当罪进入世界以后
，And we know that as sin entered into the world,
整个旧有的创造变成了旧造。
And all the creation has become old creation.
连这整个天地宇宙都像衣服一样，都是渐渐的旧了。
And the heaven and earth and the entire universe is just like a garment, becoming worn.
有一天，它整个都被卷掉，不用了。
And one day it will be all rolled up and no longer need to, it's useless.
在主的救恩中，要赐给我们新天新地。
And in God's salvation, He's prepared a new heaven and earth.
那我们自己当然更是深切的体会到这种旧、这种衰老的痛苦。
And we ourselves experience that oldness constantly.
可能很多还在二十岁以下的年轻弟兄姊妹不怎么觉得。
Perhaps those of you who are under 20 or in your 20s do not feel this way.
但是如果你开始有一点点年纪开始受到工作家庭的压力之后。
But as you become of age and you become under pressure by your work and family.
我们可能就开始感觉到这个会老会衰弱是一个痛苦。
And you will start to realize it's a pain to becoming old.
其实也不需要年纪很大才会感觉。
And actually, you don't need to feel that when you become a very old age.
像荣耀今年才二十岁。
And Daniel is only 20 years old today.
可是他前两天跟我讲说，哎呀，我看字不是很清楚了。
But a couple of days ago, he told me that I cannot read very well. It's very blurry to me.
赶紧带他到 Costco 去配眼镜去。
So I took him to Costco to get a new prescription for the eyeglasses.
自从我开始戴老花眼镜以后，我觉得是很麻烦。
And ever since I had bifocal, I thought it was very troublesome.
每天所有事情做完的时候，最后就是洗眼镜。
And every time that after I've done everything throughout the day, last thing I need to do is clean my lenses.
早晨第一件事情就要找到眼镜。
And the first thing in the morning is to find my glasses.
哎呀，多么怀念那个不用戴眼镜的日子。
And I really remember those days and miss those days that I need to don't need those bifocals.
这是只不过是我们衰老的一个小小的一个现象。
And that is only a little phenomenon of us getting old.
那年老以后，所有一切的麻烦痛苦，那更是非常难以说尽了。
Now of course, when you become of old age, a lot of pain and suffering will come.
所以这是旧造。
And this is old, new, old creation.
我们都不喜欢它。
And none of us like it.
但是我们都没有办法丢掉它。
But it is inevitable for each one of us.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
借着我们主耶稣道成肉身。
That because of our Lord has become flesh.
他的血在十字架上流出来。
That his blood was shed on the cross.
他告诉我们说，他用自己的血为我们立了新约。
He has told us that with his own blood he has established a new covenant with us.
他带进一个新的生命。
That he has brought in a new life.
新的启示。
A new
revelation. 新的盼望。
A new hope.
他要到最后把一切全都更新。
And in the end, he's going to make everything new.
带我们完全进入到新造的范围里面去。
That he will bring us completely into the new creation.
今天我们在新旧掺杂的情况中。
And today we're in between the old and the new.
我们的追求就是不断地被他来更新。
And our pursuit is to be constantly renewed by him.
所以在新约的里头。
And therefore in the New Testament.
我们要看见主到底为我们成就了什么。
And we see what the Lord has accomplished for us.
到底我们蒙恩得救以后 我们应当来追求什么？
What are the things that we need to pursue after we got saved?
所以我们看见新约把旧约代替了。
And we see the New Testament has
replaced
the Old Testament.
新的生命把旧有的遗文规条代替了。
And the new life has replaced all the old traditions.
恩典也代替了律法的要求。
And grace has replaced the demand of the law.
这是主在十字架上所带给我们的好消息。
And that is the great and good news the Lord had brought us from the cross.
所以为着我们这些新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
And therefore, for those who just received the Lord,
我们心中是何等的欢喜。
And our hearts rejoice with you.
我们看见他们蒙恩的救。
Because we see you receive God's grace and
be saved. 我们看见他们所得着的盼望是这么荣耀。
And we see the hope that you receive is so glorious.
应当是为他们喜乐。
And we are joyful for you.
但我们是更是要一同追求。
But together we shall pursue.
因为我们很容易会回到旧造里头去。
Because it's so easy for us to return to the new, old creation.
我们容易过宗教的生活。
It is easy for us to live a religious life.
所以做教徒是我们很容易有的一种的感觉。
And therefore, sometimes we feel just a Christian, a religious person.
但是我们看见主耶稣他怎么样责备那些法利赛人文士。
But we see how the Lord scolded the Pharisees and the scribes.
他们不是不愿意追求的人。
Not that these people do not wish to pursue the Lord.
他们很认真追求。
They pursue it very diligently.
他们认真读经。
They read the scripture very diligently.
认真在那里祷告。
And pray diligently.
认真遵守律法。
And obey the law diligently.
但是他们被主责备得非常的厉害。
But they were scolded by the Lord.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们就活在那个遗文。活在那个规条的里边。
Because they were just living in those command of the law and just the traditions.
他们愿意守律法。
And they're willing to obey the law.
不愿意用信心依靠恩典。
But they're not willing to trust and put themselves in God's grace.
他们宁可要人的遗传，他们拒绝主的教训。
They rather receive man's command and tradition than the command of the Lord.
所以我们的追求那是要有个全然的改变。
And therefore, our pursuit needs to be completely renewed. It has a complete change.
无论原来我们还没蒙恩得救的时候，我们有多么好的一些的表现，有什么好的做法。
No matter what a good pursuit and that we had before prior to our being saved.
我们的观念，我们的行为。
Our concepts, our actions, our deeds.
啊，我们蒙恩得救以后都要改变。
And once we're saved, we need to change completely.
这是一个非常剧烈的改变。
That is a very drastic change.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真的认识主和他的救恩。
And brothers and sisters, if we truly know the Lord and his salvation.
这个改变一定是剧烈的。
And that change will be drastic.
啊，不是一个小小的改变。
It is not just something so insignificant.
所以主在马太福音第九章这里。
And therefore in Matthew chapter 9.
他就是针对那些法利赛人所做的一个回答。
And the Lord answered those Pharisees.
当法利赛人他们在那里禁食，在那里奉献，在那里做很多律法上要求的时候。
When the Pharisees were fasting and offering and doing a lot of things according to the command of the law.
他们就自义了。
And they become self-righteous.
他们就以为不需要神，可以靠着他的行为得救恩了。
And they felt that they could be saved through their deeds and actions rather than the faith in God.
但主在这里告诉他们说。
But the Lord tell them here.
我们呢，不能够把用新布去补这个旧衣服。
He says you cannot put a new unshrunk cloth on the old garment.
他说如果这样补的话呢，就反而把那个衣服呢破坏。让它破得更大了。
Because the patch would torn away the old garment and the tear would become worse.
这句话在讲什么呢？
And what does that mean?
这句话在讲到我们人人呢都有一件破衣服。
It means that each one of us has an old garment.
但是衣服虽破呢，却是我们满心爱的。
And even though it's very worn, but we love it.
不晓得大家有没有看过有的人啊， 他换了个床铺睡觉就睡不着。
And I don't know if any one of us cannot sleep well once you change your bed.
但是如果带他刚刚出生的时候那个娃娃虽然已经是又皱又丑了但是呢他抱着就睡着了。
But if he can hold on to their security blanket or little doll that they had from youth, they would just fall asleep.
那就是我们那件破衣服。
That is our old garment.
我们爱那件破衣服就好像那个孩子那个一个人睡不着要爱那个旧的随身宠物。
And we love our old garment just like a baby loves their security blanket.
主要让我们看见。
But the Lord wants us to see.
我们在还没有蒙恩的时候，我们是一个天然的人，是一个旧人。
That before we receive His salvation, we are but old creation.
我们也许很满意我们那些行为，我们那些言语。
Perhaps we're so satisfied with the way we live.
但是主的眼中来看呢，那件衣服破了。
Even our good deeds and to the Lord it is but old garment.
人也许看不见。
And maybe man cannot see it.
但主都看见了。
But the Lord see it.
而且这件衣服呢还不是说我们里面穿了三四件哈只有这一件破了一个洞。
And it's not that you have several layers of garments and only this one has a hole in it.
但是呢我们只有一件。
But we only have but one garment.
但这一件呢有很多破洞。
But in this garment there are so many holes.
这个破洞呢就露出我们的肉体
and through these holes our flesh is being manifested
露出我们的羞耻
it manifested our shamefulness
也许对我们在这个时代长大的年轻人呢可能觉得有点奇怪
maybe it sounds very strange to those young people who grew up in this generation
因为呢有很多衣服还故意露一点呢
and because you purposely want to dress up in a garments with holes in it
现在多少人的这个衣服是这个这一圈全露的
and many of the young people show their middle
那么有的呢还故意把牛仔裤呢弄破几个洞
or make some holes in your jeans
这是流行啊
because that's a fad
这是时髦
it's fashion
啊怎么有什么羞耻呢
and there's nothing shameful to it
如果我不穿这个的话才有点羞耻了
and if I don't wear this then I'm shameful
因为我都落伍了
because I am not catching up to fashion
我被我们同学笑啊这么老古董
and people will laugh at me my friends will laugh at me
所以年轻人你如果有这种想法的话呢那我们要有一个新的心思来看主的话
and therefore young people if you think in that way then you need to have a transformed mind to look at God's word
因为在主的眼中看人的行为
because in God's eyes as he was looking in our way of living our behavior
就如同我们看见只穿一件衣服但是有破的人
it is just like we see a person wearing a garment with holes
我们那些不能见人的东西呢现在呢被看见了
And those that is shameful, we want to hide it, but it's revealed.
还没得救的时候呢，我们就想办法去补这个破洞。
And so before we got saved, we tried to mend those holes in the garment.
但主在这里说呢
，But the Lord said,
那种补法就好像把一块未完成的布拿过来补这个旧衣服。
He said, if you try to do that, it's just like taking an unshrunk cloth and trying to patch up it to an old garment.
这里讲的布就是那个未完成的布。还没有能够拿去做衣服的。
And this cloth it's talking about is unshrunk cloth. It's not ready to make garments yet.
所以他一补上以后呢，他就把那个旧的洞啊，就拉得更大。
And therefore, once you put those unshrunk cloth into your old garment, it would make the tear even worse.
他一缩水一缩缩呢，旧衣服呢就被他拉破了。
Because once it's been shrunk, it would tear the old garment.
那么蒙恩的救以后
，But once you got saved,
就像路加第九章，路加福音第五章所说的。
Just like Gospel according to Luke chapter 5 says,
那里呢他怎么做法呢是从那个新衣服上面去剪一块来补这个旧衣服。
It is taking a patch of new garment to mend up a worn in
the
new garment.
那个新衣服呢实际上是代表主已经完成的救恩。
That this new garment represents the salvation that the Lord has accomplished.
那意思就是说呢我们俩是需要主的。
And this means that we need the Lord.
但是呢，让我自己呢做的90%几了，剩下那个几%不够的呢，我就拿那个主的救恩来帮我补一补。
But it's not like we ourselves try to do the 90% and the 10% insufficiency we take from the salvation of the Lord to mend it.
但是主说呢，那个补上的那一块呢，跟旧的衣服呢不相称。
But the Lord says no, if this patch will not match with your old garment.
我想我们如果要参加一个 非常正式的宴会。
And if you go into something very formal, a formal meeting,
我们不会去选说，哎呀，这里有一件很漂亮的衣服，但是呢，就是有个洞，所以我去拿一个什么东西把它补上去，我就穿去赴宴了。
You will not wear a wonderful dress, but with a little hole on it, and you try to patch up with some other cloth.
你知道吗？那些会参加这种宴会的人，他眼睛特别亮的。
And those people who goes to those kind of gatherings, their eyes are very bright.
即使你这里用什么别针，甚至用什么袋子把它遮一遮，他都一眼就把你看出来。
Even though you try to camouflage with a little pins or something, people can tell.
我们就很羞愧了。
And we'll be feel very bad, embarrassed.
我们的主呢，眼目是这样的明亮。
And our Lord's, His eyes are even brighter.
所以我们也许可以有时候骗过人。
And therefore, sometimes maybe we can deceive others.
但我们骗不过主。
But we cannot deceive our Lord.
今天主所要的是什么？
And what is the Lord require of us today?
就是我们承认我们不能。
It is to confess that, Lord, we are unable.
我们的行为在主面前是污秽又是破烂的。
Our deeds before the Lord are but old and worn garments.
我们愿意谦卑在他跟前求救恩。
And we're willing to humble before Him to ask for His grace.
所以刚才在加拉太书里面我们读到的。
And therefore in the Galatians we read.
我们受浸归入基督的人呢，那是披戴基督的。
And those who are baptized into the Christ is clothing ourselves with Christ.
我们是披戴的基督。
We are people who are clothed with Christ.
意思就是我们是穿上基督。
And it is to wear Jesus.
那么基督呢就成为我们的义了。
And therefore Christ become our righteousness.
我们之所以能够到神的跟前去，是因为我们穿上的基督。
And we're able to come before God is because we clothed Christ.
当然我们不要误会。
And do not misunderstand.
以为说那我们就没什么责任了。
And then to think that we don't need to bear any responsibility at all.
我还是可以过我的旧生活，还可以做我的旧事情。
I can do and live according to my old ways.
我只要到神面前去的时候说，我现在穿上基督。
But when I come to the Lord, I just put on Jesus.
不是这样的。
It is not so.
但是我们里面真实的对他的救恩有认识。
But it is have a true understanding, knowledge of the salvation of the Lord.
知道基督花了重价为我们成就这个救恩。
And to know that Christ has paid a great price to accomplish that salvation.
他用血立的新约。也用血洁净我们的罪。
That he has established a new covenant with his new blood and also to cleanse our sin.
我们恭敬地穿戴着基督到神的面前来侍奉敬拜他。
That respectfully we come before the Lord to serve him and worship him as we clothe Jesus.
所以我们到神面前去不是来比说呢谁比较会补衣服。
And as we come before the Lord, it is not that we are in a competition to see who can mend our garments the best.
谁比补得比较人家看不出来。
Who can camouflage the wear the best.
还是比说呢谁会穿基督。
But it is to compete who can wear, who can clothe Christ the best.
等一下我们再来交通这一方面。
We'll share about that later.
那么另外一段呢主就讲到说新酒了。必须装在新皮袋里。
Another passage mentioned that the new wine must be poured into the new wineskin.
衣服是指外面的。
And garment speaks of something that's outwardly.
指着我们在福音里面所产生的那一个果效，就是外面的行为和义。
It is to talk about the fruit of the gospel, which is the outward behavior, the deeds, the righteousness.
那么是新酒呢？讲到福音的里面的。
But the new wine speaks of the essence of the gospel.
那是借着救恩，神把一个新的生命赐给我们。
That through His salvation, God has given us a new life.
这个新的生命充满了能力，充满了香气。
That this new life is full of power, strength, and fragrance.
如同一个新酒，它里面的能力和香气一样。
And just like a fragrance and the strength of a new wine.
所以这个新酒呢，也要跟这个新皮带才能够相配。
And therefore, new wine must be poured into a new wine skin.
那么它的这个它的这个典故呢，就是因为那时候的人。他们装酒是装在这个羊皮袋做的这个袋子里。
And in the time of Jesus, they poured the wines into the wineskin that's made of a lamb skin, goat skin.
这个葡萄汁，新的葡萄汁放进去以后呢，它有发酵的这个作用。
And the new grape juice, when it poured into the goat skin, would ferment.
那么当这个发酵的时候呢，它会膨胀。如果是一个旧皮袋的话呢， 他就没有这个能力，所以就被撑破。
And as it ferments, it would expand. If it's a, old goat skin, it would does not have a capability to expand, and it would burst.
如果是新皮带的话呢，它有这个伸张的能力啊，跟它一起伸张，所以两样就都得到保全。
But if it's a new wine skin, then it would be able to expand with the new wine.
所以主在这里告诉我们，当他把这个新的生命放到我们里边去的时候
，So the Lord is trying to tell us that as He put His new life into us.
我们原来也是被一个旧有的生命包围着。
That originally we were wrapped in the, our old self.
就是我们这个魂生命。
It is this soul life.
它是主要做奇妙的工作。
But God is going to do something very marvelous.
不仅有一个新的灵进来了。
Not only He has given us a new spirit.
也要把这个魂更新，让它能够与它。
But He will also renew our mind so it can cooperate with our new spirit.
来成全主的救恩。
And to accomplish the salvation of the Lord.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
主在这里向法利赛人所说的话，今天也是向我们说的。
That what the Lord has told the Pharisees is also speaking to us today.
所以在整个新约的工作中。
That in the entire work of the New Testament.
主先为我们立新约。
The Lord has established a new covenant first.
赐给我们新人。
And then giving us a, making us a new man,
让我们穿上新衣。
And then we put on the new garment.
那如果我们读到启示录十四章的时候。
So, and then as we read to Revelation chapter 14,
告诉我们说这样的人呢他就能够唱新歌。
And these kind of people will be able to sing a new song.
那是讲到在基督里面那种独特的新的经历。
It is a new experience, a very special experience in Christ.
跟主同行，跟主在亲密的交通中所产生的那些经历。
It is experience arise from walking with the Lord and close fellowship with the Lord.
这一切呢，有一天呢，都要带到新耶路撒冷里边去。
That all these experiences will one day be brought into New Jerusalem.
这是神所给我们看见的救恩。
And that is the salvation the Lord trying to show us.
我想我们今天和弟兄姊妹要来看看。在这个救恩中，新人、新衣，还有新歌，它究竟我们应当怎么样来追求它？
And so today we want to look at through these passages and see how we can pursue after being a new man, a new garment, having a new garment and having new experience.
刚才在以西结书三十六章里面，我们看到
in Ezekiel chapter 36,
当时是个预言。
And at that time, it was a prophecy.
当主在十字架上成全救恩的时候
，And when the Lord has accomplished salvation on the cross,
他大声喊说：“成了。”
He says, "It is finished."
主用他仅剩的那些力气，把这句话大声的宣告出来。
And He has proclaimed so loudly with His last breath.
这句话一定要宣告。
That
一定要。
It needs to be proclaimed. It must be proclaimed.
主不是就这样死了。
That the Lord did not just die.
当然是看见他的死所带来的那个荣耀的结果。
But He has foreseen the wonderful, the glorious results that was brought in by His death.
就是他成全救恩。
It is that He accomplishing the salvation.
因为他要复活。
Because He will resurrect.
因此他可以把生命赐给凡愿意信他的人。
Therefore, He can give life to those who are willing to believe.
这个生命的赐下是何等的真实。
And it is so real and true, this giving of new life.
即使是一个小孩子。
That even it's a little newborn babe.
他若是诚心接受耶稣做救主。
Even a child, if it's willing to accept Jesus with
whole heart. 你都可以看见他的改变。
You will see his or her change.
他在生活行为改变。
That you will see his change in his life.
他对父母的态度改变。
His attitude towards their parents.
他在学校，他在社会，他的表现改变。
That his outward manifestation in school.
啊，在教会里面，他能够显出因信神而有的那些啊美德香起来。
And the fragrance that he's able to give out in the church.
那这个是怎么做成的呢
？And how is that accomplished?
原来圣灵做一个奇妙的工作。
And because the Holy Spirit does something so marvelous.
他为我们做一个换新的工作。
He does a job of renewal.
这个换新的手术，大概是我们当今医学界里边大概是最难的一个手术。
He does a surgery which is a heart transplant.
换新是圣灵做的。
It is a, only Holy Spirit can do the heart transplant.
圣经告诉我们说，原来我们有个石心。
And the Bible tells us that originally we have a heart of stone.
这石心神不能做工。
That this stone cannot allow God to work in it.
石心不肯顺服。
That this heart of stone cannot obey.
石心是冷淡的。
And the heart of stone is so cold and hard.
现在呢，神要赐给我们一个肉心。
But the Lord is giving us a heart of flesh.
所以我们的心会受圣灵感动。
So that our hearts can be touched by the Spirit.
我们听见主的话。
That as we hear the word of the Lord.
听见别人的见证。
As we hear the testimony of others.
我们受感动。
We will be moved.
这是肉心。
That is a heart of flesh.
那这个是新心。
And this is a new heart.
这个心就要使我们产生一个是。主耶稣所要的那个果效来。
And this new heart will bring into the fruit that the Lord desires.
所以箴言里面告诉我们说。
And therefore in the Proverbs it tells us.
我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
We need to guard our heart more than guarding anything else.
因为我们一生的果效都是由心发出。
Because out of it is the wellspring of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们整个人所有的表现从心开始。
Dear brothers and sisters, everything comes out of our hearts.
所以当神把这个新的心赐给我们的时候
，And therefore, when the Lord gives us a new heart,
我们要去保守它。
We need to guard it.
好像一个拿着枪、戴着钢盔的战士在那保守这个心。
Just like a soldier with armor trying to guard it.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为仇敌他要再来破坏的。
Because Satan wants to destroy it.
不是今天我们得到了一个肉心，我们就永远是这么柔软，这么顺服。
Not that once you receive a heart of flesh, you're forever soft before the Lord.
如果我们不保守它的时候，经过一段年日呢，可能还会变冷，还会变硬。
If you do not guard it, after a while, it will become hard and cold.
如果一旦给它变成这种状态的时候。
And once it becomes hard and cold,
比原来我们要得救可能还要困难。
And it will be even harder for us to be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
为我们的心祷告。
Therefore, pray for our hearts.
如果我们的心爱别的胜过于爱主了。
If our hearts longs after other things more than the Lord.
如果我们的心不够专一，我们两样都爱了。
If our hearts are divided.
我们要求主把我们拉回来。
Then we ask the Lord to help us, to bring us back.
也没有一个变化是一夕之间变的，都是慢慢变的。
Because any change is gradual and transition.
如果我们对主的事，我们渐渐不感兴趣。
If gradually we're not interested in things about the Lord.
对读经祷告渐渐不感兴趣。
Or we're not interested in reading the Bible or prayer.
对参加聚会渐渐感觉疲倦。
Or become weary and tired as we attend different kinds of meetings.
而是我们的心在转移。
Perhaps our hearts are changing.
像一个恋人呢、啊，他另有所爱。
And just like a lover who has found love in someone else.
自终一定会移情别恋。
And it is to find your love in someone else, in something else.
我们感谢神，神把我们的心换了一下。
But we thank the Lord, He has changed our hearts.
然后又把一个新的灵赐给我们。
And has given us a new spirit.
这个灵是何等的重要。
And how important is this spirit?
这个灵乃是可以与神交通的。
It is through the spirit that we can fellowship with the Lord.
这个灵乃是能够明白神启示的。
That it is through the Spirit that we're able to understand the revelation of the Lord.
这个灵它有一个功用，有一个目的，就是要来掌管我们全人的。
And this new Spirit has but one function, that is to control our whole being.
所以保罗在那里有个祷告。
Therefore, Paul has a prayer.
他就是要求神做一件事情。
And he is praying to the Father to do one thing.
在以弗所书三章那里。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
他求什么呢
？And what did he seek after?
求神叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
He asked the Lord to strengthen our inner beings.
刚才我们姊妹已经把英文那个先讲出来。其实这个心里的力量呢，现在讲到是里面的人。
The Chinese translation of the inner strength is actually the inner being.
就是我们的灵，就是圣经所说的新人。
That this new spirit, it is the inner being.
我们这个新人呢？如果刚强的话
that if this inner being is strong and being strengthened
神在我们身上的旨意才能够成就
then the will of God can be accomplished through us
如果新人比旧人软弱的话
if this new being is weaker than the old self
那我们还会回去过从前的旧生活
then we will live according to our old way of life
所以保罗在这里祷告
therefore Paul prays
求神借着两样东西来向我们做工
That through two things the Lord can work in us.
第一个是按着神丰盛的荣耀。
The first is through His abundant riches, glorious riches.
用什么？我们要一直一直的追求。
That's what we need to seek after constantly.
让我们看见神他的荣耀是何等丰盛。
To behold how the riches of His glory.
原来我们在地上的时候，我们可能看见。 人有很多荣耀。
And as we're living on this earth, we see men have their glories.
我们也看见某某人可能可以给我荣耀。
Or certain someone can give me that status, that glory.
给我们地位。
To give us status.
给我们名声。
To give us fame.
给我们财富。
To give us fortune.
我们就去追求那个荣耀去。
And therefore we seek after those glories.
但神说那些都是虚浮的荣耀。
But the Lord says these are just in vain.
但是有一个真实的荣耀是属神的。
But there's a true glory that is godly.
但是我们怎么样能够看见这个？
But how do we see that?
主告诉我们说，我们要求那个独一之神的荣耀。
The Lord says, pursue after the glory of the only God, only God.
我们不要求从人来的荣耀。
We do not seek after glory from man.
啊，我们要得人称赞。
And that we want to seek after the praise of man.
我们要从人得好处。
And the benefits from man.
如果我们去求这些荣耀。
If we seek after those.
我们就不会看见神的荣耀。
We will never see the glory of God.
我们如果看见只有神是永恒的。
But if you see that only God is everlasting.
那么他就会像显现给亚伯拉罕看的时候一样。
And he will reveal to you just like he manifested himself to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是因为荣耀的神向他显现。
And Abraham to receive the glorious manifestation of the Lord.
他就能够离开那个拜偶像的地方。
That he was able to leave the land of idol worshipping.
那个他家是造偶像的，卖偶像的。
He came out of a family which produced the idols and worshipped idols.
他是整个那个乌尔城是充满偶像的。
The entire town of Ur worshipped God and worshipped idols.
那就代表我们今生所有可能得到的好处。
And it represents all of the goodness, the benefits we can receive in this life.
但是当荣耀的神一跟他显现的时候，他就有力量起来，行走千里以上的路到迦南地区。
But once the God of glory revealed himself to Abraham, he was able to get up and leave that town and go thousands of miles away to the land of promise.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
And today we're saved.
什么是我们的应许之地呢？
Where is our land of promise?
那是基督。
That is Christ.
那就是基督里面所有一切的丰富。
It is all the abundant riches in Christ.
他的荣耀与美德。
It is glory and his goodness.
应当成我们心中的至宝。
And may he become our treasure in our heart.
这个路很远。
Yes, our journey is long.
亚伯拉罕需要走那么远，整个这个回沃月湾那么广大的一个土地。
And just like Abraham need to travel, journey through all these thousands of miles.
我们有很远的路要走。
We have a long journey ahead of us.
必须这个荣耀不断的吸引我们。
And we need to be drawn by this glorious riches.
我们放眼看看神的创造。
And when we look at the creation of the Lord.
那是何等的伟大。
It is so wonderful.
我们看看神在圣徒中他所成就的事是何等的荣耀。
And to see the glorious riches that he wants to obtain in the saints.
他是一个原来喜爱最终生活的人能够喜爱圣洁的生活。
That a person who used to love a life of sin, now he desires a life of holiness.
啊，原来喜欢世界上的财宝的人，而能够为着神放下一切。
And one who used to love the treasures of this world, and now he's willing to forsake all for the Lord.
我们要看那些神呼召门徒的时候，他们立刻就撇下一切来跟从他所带来的那个果效。
And we see the fruit of God calling those disciples as they forsaken their all to follow the Lord.
看见这些神的作为的时候，我们就能够略略窥见他是何等的荣耀。
And as we see this wonderful work of the Lord, we can see a little bit of His glory.
如果不是这样的话，就没有数以千万计、数以亿计的人，他们这样的甘心乐意跟随主。
And without this revelation, thousands would not be able to follow the Lord.
2000年来，跟随他的人。越来越多。
And in 2000-year history, there's more and more people who rose up to follow the Lord.
这些是我们的见证人。
And these are our witnesses.
他们就像云彩一样的围绕着我们。
And it surrounds us like cloud.
还是要鼓励我们能够放下各样的重担。
And they are to encourage us to lay down all the burdens.
脱去那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sin that so easily entangles us.
让我们能够存心忍耐去奔那摆在前头的路程。
So we can run towards the way that's placed before us.
就是要得着在基督里面的一切的丰盛。
And to receive all the abundance and riches in Christ Jesus.
他的美德荣耀有一天都能够从我们的生命中显出来。
That his wonderful nature and his glory will be manifested through our lives.
我们说第一个就要看见神的荣耀。
Therefore, first thing we need to do is to see the glory of the Lord.
第二个是要借着他的灵。
And second, through his spirit.
所以刚才我们读到 以西结书的时候
and when we read Ezekiel chapter 36,
神除了给我们一个心灵之外
and apart from giving us a new spirit,
他又说我要把我的灵放在他们里面
he says, I will pour out my spirit in you,
这是圣灵
that is Holy Spirit,
圣灵今天住在我们的里面
that today Holy Spirit is indwelling in us,
这个内住的圣灵要成为我们里面那个泉源
That indwelling spirit would become the fountain within us.
我们所需要的力量
The strength that we so needed.
追求主所需要的那些所有的力量
And all the strength that we need as we pursue the Lord.
由他在里面来发动，来供应。
He becomes the motivator, he becomes the supplier, the provider.
是吧？如果我们一直不断地尊重他，顺服他。
If we continue to submit ourselves to him,
那我们这个里面的灵呢，就会一直是刚强的。
As you honor him, then your inner spirit will be strengthened.
当然，照着实际的经历来说
，But according to our actual experiences,
我们都会有软弱的时候。
There many times we'll be very weak.
但是保罗说，我们什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
But Paul says we are strong when we are weak.
因为他就在那里。
Because he is right there.
什么时候你一转向他
，Whenever you turn to him,
他就立刻扶起我们了。
He will be strengthening you.
所以在我们来说
，And therefore in our perspective,
真的是没有半跌的缘由。
It is not even one excuse.
我们如果跌倒，是我们自己愿意跌倒。
If we fail, if we stumble, it's out of our own will.
我们跌倒不肯站起来，是我们不愿意站起来。
If we cannot rise up again, it's because we're not willing.
不是神没有预备。
Not that the Lord has not provided.
那么，如果我们借着神的荣耀和他的圣灵的工作呢，我们这个里面的人刚强了。
And our inner being should be able to be strengthened through His Spirit and seeing His glory. And there is a glorious fruit coming out of it.
信心会扎根在基督的爱中。
And our faith will be so deeply rooted in the love of God.
深深地扎根在基督的爱里。
So deeply rooted in the love of Christ.
我们和众圣徒就能够一同来明白基督的爱有何等广阔高深。
So that together with the saints will be understand the depth, the height, the width. The length of the love of God.
那么特别注意到，他是要我们和众圣徒一同来明白。
Please pay special attention that He wants us to understand His love with the saints.
我们个人的经历有限。
And because our personal individual experiences are so limited.
有些时候我们可能个人遇见神的一些管教。
And sometimes we experience the discipline of the Lord.
我们忽然之间感觉到神不再爱我。
And perhaps we feel the Lord doesn't love us anymore.
当我们跟弟兄姊妹们一聚的时候。
But as we gather with the saints.
我们一看见弟兄姊妹，一听见他们的话语和见证。
But as we hear their testimonies and their word of encouragement.
我们立刻就要看见基督是爱我的。
And we will realize that God truly loves me.
就是在管教中，可能是更深的爱。
That even in discipline, perhaps is a deeper love.
像我们一个姊妹昨天晚上说一夜没睡。
And there's a sister who told me that last night she didn't sleep all night.
因为儿子告诉她说是呢，晚上一定会回家睡觉。
Because the son told her that he's going to return home to sleep.
但结果没回来。
But he did not return.
但大家放心了，他是住在弟兄姊妹家里。
So, well, he was safe. He was living in some brother and sister's house.
是好孩子。
He was a good child.
但是呢，因为玩过头了，就说不好意思，这么晚赶回去。
But because he has spent such a good time with his friends, and it was too late for him to go home.
弟兄姊妹在一起是很快乐。
And it's happy. It's a happy time for brother and sisters to get together.
但是呢，害着这个母亲呐，一夜就不能睡觉。
But this mother could not rest all night long.
又不敢打电话去打扰人家。
And she dare not call. This brother and sister's home.
自己受苦了。
So and she suffered alone.
虽然对儿子有责备。
Even though she scolded the son.
但是那个责备的背后呢，是更深的爱。
But behind the scolding, it is a deeper love of the mother.
所以我们必须和弟兄姊妹在一起。
So as we gather as saints,
我们才能明白这爱何等的长阔高深。
We'll be able to understand the full measure of the love of God.
因为刚才在加拉太书告诉我们说，我们信耶稣的人呢，就是神的儿子。
And in Galatians it tells that those who believe in Jesus is the Son of God.
父母爱儿子。
And parents love their children.
这是天性。
It is their nature.
所以天父爱我们，这也是他的本性。
Therefore, for the Heavenly Father to love us, it is His nature.
我们要以作为神的儿子为荣耀。
That we need to feel so glorious to be the sons of God.
我们所有的姊妹啊，也都是儿子。
And all the sisters are sons of God as well.
都是神的宝贝。
And we're all treasures of the Lord.
他实在是爱我们。
Because He truly loves us.
所以他就肯把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
Therefore, our Father is so willing to give us His Son.
不知道天父赐下独生子的爱在我们里面有多少的感受。
I don't know how much sense we have towards the Father giving us His only begotten Son.
我们要看见这个爱大过所有一切的爱。
May we come to understand that this love surpasses all other love.
若是这个爱在我们里面是这么大的话。
If this love becomes so prominent in our hearts,
那么就非常珍惜我们今天的身份。
Then we will treasure who we are today, our status.
神盼望在这个儿子身上被人看见荣耀。
That God wants to see others to behold His glory through His Son.
看见那位看不见的神。
To behold this God that's unseen.
所以我们应当在主面前有一个祷告。
And therefore, all of us should pray this prayer before the Lord.
让我们能够少一些的亏欠。
That we would
少一些亏欠。
Would be less indebted to God or fall short of His glory.
让我们能够多一点得着他的喜悦。
That we'll be able to please Him more.
所以我们因着救赎的缘故。
That because of salvation, His redemption.
我们是脱离了旧造。
We have departed from the old creation.
进到一个新造的范围里边。
And entering into the new creation.
这是新人。
And that is a new being, a new man.
新的身份。
A new status.
这个心呢，跟我们在地上的讲的心是不一样的。
And this newness is different from the newness of this world.
我们一辆新车不久就变旧车了。
A new car will soon become a used car.
新房子也会变旧房子。
A new house will soon become an old house.
这个新郎变老公，新娘变老婆。
And the newlywed soon become just a
地上的新的呢，不久就变旧的了。
So anything new of this world soon become old.
但是神讲的这个心呢，是永远不变的。
But this newness that God talks about never changed.
因为它是永活的。
Because it's living.
它不但不会变。
Not only it will not change.
而且它是越过在我们的经历中越过越更新。
That in our experience it is renewed day by day, continually.
直到它达到那个完全。
Until it reached the fullness.
基督要成形在我们的身上。
That the fullness of Christ be in us.
那么为了要使这个新人能够达到这个目的
That in order for this new man to reach its fullness
有其他的事情需要配合
There are other things that need to cooperate together.
所以我们来看一下罗马书第十二章
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节好我们一起来读好吗
Let's read it together.
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意这两节经文里面有个重点
There is a focus, a main point in these two verses.
就是神要更新变化我们。
That God wants to renew and transform us.
更新变化我们的心思。
And to renew and transform our minds.
那么这个呢，跟前面的奉献有关系。
And this has something to do with our consecration.
如果我们没有奉献自己。
If we never sacrifice and consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
就不会有这个更新的这个这个果效
Then you will not experience the fruit, the result of that transformation.
那保罗在这里劝。
And therefore Paul is asking us, urging us.
我想保罗可能有一些经历。
And perhaps he has some experience.
发现人呢、啊、要奉献给神还有点难。
And perhaps he realizes it's hard for us humans to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们总是宝贵我们现有的。
Because we always treasure what we have currently.
我们献出去以后。我们还有剩下什么呢
And what do we have left if we offer all up to the Lord?
但是保罗因为他有另一个看见
But because Paul has a revelation
还看见奉献之后神所要给我们的那个美好的果效
He realized the wonderful fruit of that consecration
还用神的慈悲来劝
Therefore he's urging us with the mercy of God
恳求我们
To urge us
把身体献上当作活祭。
To offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are redeemed today.
不是说我们这里做一点，那里改一点。
Not that we're trying to change a little bit here, a little bit there.
好像说啊，这里有一棵树。
And just like there's a tree.
我们这里觉得不够美，那里觉得不够好，我们就在这里剪一下，在这里修一下。
We will try to trim it and so that the form, the shape would be pleasing to us.
这种枝枝叶叶的修剪呢？不是神的作为。
And these kind of trimming is not the loyal of the Lord.
他乃是要我们呢，全部奉献给他。
He desires for us and our consecration entirely.
而且是身体的献上。
It is a bodily sacrifice.
不是光献上我们的心。
It is not just to offer up your hearts.
不是光献上我们的话语。
And not just your words.
那是实际的。肢体都献上去。
But your entire body, your members of the body, consecrated to the Lord.
当我们受浸的时候。
And therefore, and when you're baptized.
啊，我们愿意与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
We're willing to die with the Lord, to be buried with the Lord, and to be resurrected with the Lord.
那个就是一个祭。
And that in itself is a sacrifice.
因为同死。
Because to die with the Lord.
那是十字架的工作。
It is the work of the cross.
所以只有十字架。被我们背起来的时候呢，我们才是一个献上的人。
And only as we carry up our cross, then we are someone who has consecrated ourselves.
在旧约里边，他们打牛羊献上的时候。
In the Old Testament, as they offer up those sheep.
啊，是整只献上去的。
It is the entire animal.
不是献一个脚，献一个头。
Not just parts of the animal.
乃是全牛全羊的献上。
But the entire oxen, the entire sheep offer up to the Lord.
那么这样的祭呢，是圣洁的。
And this sacrifice is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It is something so pleasing to God.
而且说呢，你们如此侍奉呢，是理所当然的。
He says that this is your act, spiritual act of worship.
所以奉献之后才有侍奉。
And therefore, service comes after your sacrifice.
不是我们今天啊说我得救了，所以我要为神做一点。
Not that, well, I'm saved today, therefore I want to do something for the Lord.
这当然是不错的。
Yes, it is good intention.
心愿很好。
And it's a good intention.
但是更重要是我们这个身体要献给神。
But more importantly, it is after you offer up your body to the Lord.
意思就是说呢，主权转换到神的手中。
There, it means that the Lord has the lordship, the authority over you.
不是我们来定规我们要做什么。
Not that we planned what we should do or want to do.
不是我们再来掌管我们的人生，掌管我们的前途。
Not that we're in control of our life, our future.
那是愿意来明白神的旨意。
But to understand the will of God.
所以蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
And therefore, brothers and sisters who are saved and redeemed.
我不知道你有没有这个意念。
I don't know whether that is your intention.
你说我现在是神的儿女。
You say that, well, I'm a child of God now.
基督是我的主。
And Christ is my Lord.
所以现在每一件事情我来问他。
Therefore, in everything, I want to acknowledge him.
主啊，我应该娶这个姊妹吗？
Lord, should I marry this woman?
主啊，我应该嫁给那个弟兄吗？
And Lord, should I marry that brother?
不是我自己找好了，说主啊，求你祝福。
Or is it that we seek after, according to our desires, the Lord, well, bless it.
我们的专业的选择。
Or the choosing of our career.
到哪里去工作。
Where we work.
啊，我们的家中许多事物的安排。
And a lot of arrangements in our households.
我们愿不愿意带着我们和我们的孩子一同到神面前来求问。
Are we willing to bring our children before the Lord and we ask the Lord together?
如果我们愿意求问。
And the more we ask the Lord and beseech the Lord,
如果我们愿意等候,
the more we wait upon Him.
如果我们是一个奉献给他的人,
and if we're truly someone who has consecrated ourselves to the Lord,
他就显明他的心意,
then He will reveal His will.
因为神知道, 你真的要知道,
because God knows that you truly wants to know.
你真的要知道神的意思到底是怎样,
and you truly want to know what the will of the Lord is.
这个带给我们的祝福是何等的浩大,
and what a wonderful blessing it will bring us.
我感谢神在我蒙恩得救之后,
I thank the Lord that after I was saved,
神第一个把我的婚姻啊带在他手中。
And God has led me first in to give my marriage to Him.
虽然那时候我还没有读到这里。
Even though I haven't read about this scripture yet.
但我觉得这件事情我不会主张。
But I in my heart I sense that I would not lord over my own marriage.
所以主就我就跟主祷告。
So I pray to the Lord.
那主就照着这个祷告成就了。
And Lord accomplished according to that prayer.
啊，这让我人生少受很多痛苦。
And I spare me a lot of sufferings in life.
那其他的事情都是一个原则。
And this is a principle applied to every other thing.
所以如果我们这样奉献了,
if we consecrate ourselves as such,
那么后面才有更新变化的可能。
Then there would be a possibility of transformation.
就像什么,心思是非常重要的一个机关。
Brothers and sisters, our mind is something very crucial.
我们怎么样思想呢?我们就怎样做的。
How we think, therefore we do.
所以哲学界的人他们说,我思故我在。
And therefore the philosopher says, I think, therefore I am.
所以是因为有这个心思在那里,所以你知道你这个人存在。
And it's because you have these thoughts, and therefore you know your existence.
所以你的心思就主导你的意志,就主导你整个人生的方向。
And therefore your thoughts and mind direct your path, your direction in life.
我们原来的心思肯定有很多都是跟神相冲突的。
And perhaps in our old way of thinking, there are so many things that was against God.
我们价值观跟神的价值观不一样。
Our value systems are different than that of God's.
我们对事物的判断，我们的轻重缓急，跟神的判断也不一样。
Our judgments or our priorities may be that different than that of God.
那这些怎么样来改变呢？
So how do we change that?
我们必须追求。
We need to pursue.
你不可能坐在那里空想。
You cannot just sit there and daydream.
你不可能说光在那边跟人商量。
You cannot just talk it over with somebody else.
我们记得读圣经。
But through your scripture reading,
神要向我们说话。
The Lord will speak to us.
当我们读到说这个想法跟我的想法不同的时候。
And as you come to scripture, realizing that this is against my own perception.
弟兄姊妹，你是认为圣经不对，还是你不对？
Do you regard your own perception as wrong or the Bible's?
如果你认为圣经不对的话，那神就不能做什么。
And then if you think God's way is wrong, then God cannot do anything.
我们很多时候在我们的人生活的实行中，很多这样的原则。
You know that a lot of times that's the principle in our daily living.
但是我们需要让神的话语改变我们。
We need to allow God's word to change us.
它改变我们的什么？
And to transform what?
改变你思维的模式。
To transform the pattern of your thinking.
你原来我们有一套思想的逻辑。
And because we have our own logic.
现在呢，我们要让神来改变它。
But now we allow God to transform and change it.
我们原来可能都是用这个目的作为我们的决定。
And perhaps our decision is based on the outcome.
那我们现在说不。
But now we say no.
跟神的原则有违背，就是那个目的很好，我也不要。
Even though that this is the motivation and the result, it would be good. But if it's against God, then I'm not willing.
不能光要得着那个好处。
We're not. It's not that we just want to receive the good outcome.
我们要更重视那个过程。
But we want to pay special attention to the process.
在这过程中，神有没有地位呢？
That does God has authority through the process?
有没有和神的话语的原则抵触呢？
And whether it is against the teaching in the Word of God.
会不会是绊倒别人？
Would it stumble others?
这些就是我们思维的模式。
And these should be the pattern of our thinking and decision making.
另外一个是要更新我们思想的内容。
Another thing is to change the content of our thinking.
我们这个心思里面有一个资料库，放了很多很多内容在那。
You know that in our mind there's a database. There's so many different data in it.
我们旧有的教育、文化，很多的东西都已经在那里面占有一个位置。
That our cultural backgrounds, our educations, all of it has its place in our mind. That we need to be transformed from all these.
所以在腓立比书这里有一段话。
Therefore, in Philippians,
要用什么东西来代替原来旧有的东西呢？
How do we, what do we replace? Use it to replace the old stuff.
腓立比四章第八节这里说。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says,
腓立比书四章第八节这样说。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
He says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
保罗是何等懂得我们心思的重要。
And how Paul understood importance of our mind.
在这里帮助我们。
And he's trying to help us.
他说我们要想的是什么呢？是真实的。
He says we should think about whatever's true.
所以有些话根本没有经过证实，我们不要随意的听，随意的相信。
So if there's some gossip that has never been proven true, then let's not believe it.
会造成我们和别人的亏损。
Because it would, it would become ours and others' loss.
但是我们旧人呢，对那些这个揣测的话，可能还特别感兴趣。
But you know that our old self just especially like those gossips.
所以从蒙恩得救起，我们应该思想那是真实的。
So after we are being saved, whatever we should think about should be something that's true.
凡是未经证实的东西，我们不要听，我们不要信。
Whatever that has not been proven right and accurate, let's not listen to it.
我们要思想可敬的。
And to think about what is noble.
不要思想那些败坏人的。
And not to think about what would corrupt man.
要思想公义的，
whatever
不要思想不义的。
And not unrighteousness.
要思想那些清洁的。
Whatever is pure.
因为今天地上充满了许多污秽的东西。
You know that there is so many filthiness in this world.
打开报纸，打开电视，一大堆污秽的东西就要进来了。
And all these things will come into our mind as you open up the newspapers or the television.
如果这些东西会干扰我们。
And these things will disturb us.
我们就要拒绝去看它。
And then we need to reject to look at it.
我相信会叫我们灵魂清洁很多。
And it will cause our soul to be much pure.
因为魔鬼他做一阵的工作。
Because this is the tactic of the evil one.
他巴不得把所有神所造的人通通都把他污秽了。
And he wants to corrupt all that God has created.
我们今天看见魔鬼做了一个厉害的工作，就是污秽败坏的事物充斥着全球。
You see that what the Satan doing is to fill the entire world with things so corrupt and filthy.
连最保守的地方，他都有办法去渗透。
Even places are so preserved and conservative, he is able to go through it.
今天暴露在仇敌是用污秽事物布置的世界里。
And this is the world that we're living in right now.
我们要去思想那些清洁的。
Therefore, we need to think about what is pure.
可爱的。
What is lovely.
有美名的。
Whatever is admirable.
这是多么美好。
And how wonderful that would be.
那些可恨的，我们就不要去思想它。
And let's not think about those things that is hateful.
那些恶名的，我们就不要去思想它。
And these things as it's anything that's bad.
更不要去传扬它。
Or even talk about it.
那么有什么德性，有什么称赞，这些事都要试炼。
So if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
如果我们的心思都是接受这些，我们的话语都传递这些。
If our mind is thinking about these things and these become the topics of our talks.
我们自己要蒙多大的福。
And that we will be blessed.
神的教会也要蒙多大的福。
And the church will be blessed.
如果我们在这样做的过程中
and as we're doing this,
觉得有困难
and during the process we encounter difficulty,
我抵挡不了他
Lord, I cannot go against it.
他就是要干扰我
and he's trying to disturb me.
主啊，我这个思想的模式转不过来
Lord, I cannot change my thought pattern thoughts.
我还是负面的思想居多
and I have so many negative thoughts.
困扰我
and a lot of it is just disturb me.
那我们就要去祷告
then I pray.
你们知道我们遇见征战了
and you know that we encounter battles.
这么好的东西
Because these are something so good.
神要给我的。
And these are something that God wants to give me.
为什么得不到呢？
Why is it I'm not able to receive it?
原来是有仇敌在阻挡着。
It's because the enemy is against it.
所以撒旦还是阻挡者。
And therefore, Satan is one that's against God.
凡是对我们好的，他都要阻挡的。
Anything that's good for us, he's trying to
block it. 对我们不好的，他就开大门，让我们天天可以看见。
And whatever that's bad for us, he opened the door wide for us to enter.
所以我们需要征战。
Therefore, we need to get up in the battle.
跪下来祷告。
We need to kneel down and pray.
跟我们的弟兄姊妹能够交通的人跪下来祷告。
And we share with those whom we can share with and pray together.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道主会的日子非常非常的近。
Brother and sister, we know that the day of the Lord is very near.
不知道你有没有看见这些兆头是太大太大太明显
And have you seen those signs that are so prominent?
那些一个灾难史上几万人几十万人的都是最近几年的事情
That when the calamity comes in these past few years and thousands, the tens of thousands died
何等的可怕
And it's so dreadful
如今全世界笼罩在这个禽流感的这个威胁里面
And the entire world is threatened by these avian flu or bird flu.
那种杀死几百万人的这种流行性的东西，哪一天可能就爆发了。
And perhaps there will be a worldwide outbreak of flu.
我们要知道，神真是希望我们能够在他的旨意中。
And therefore, God wants us to walk in His will.
得着保护。
And to be protected by Him.
我们整个生命被他成全。
And our life being
fulfilled.
但是
仇敌不甘心。
But Satan is not willing for us to experience that.
如果我们愿意得着这个,
But if you're willing to receive that,
我们要祷告,
we need to pray.
我们在以弗所书第四章那里就讲了很多重要的事情。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, it mentions something very important.
我没有时间去练它。
We don't have time to read them all.
但是我要指出几个点来。
But I want to point out something to you.
这是我们外面的行为。
It is our outward behavior.
我们已经穿戴了基督。
Once we have clothed Christ,
那么保罗在这告诉我们是要脱掉旧人，要穿上新人。
And Paul is telling us to put off our old self and to put on the new self.
所以在以弗所书四章这里呢，有几个重要的点，我稍微提一下。
I would just mention something, some important points in chapter 4 of Ephesians.
第十九节那里讲到良心。
In chapter 19, verse 19 talk about conscience.
因为今天这个世界败坏。
Because this world is so corrupted today.
仇敌把人的良心呢，都已经像用这个热铁把它烙惯了，不太敏锐。
And it's like Satan has put an iron to our conscience, and it's become insensitive.
所以我们作为神的儿女。
And therefore, being the children of God,
我们要注意这个良心能够敏锐。
We need to keep a sensitive conscience, a clear conscience.
良心要给它清洁。
That it need to be pure and clear.
如果我们良心里面有什么亏欠的时候，我们赶紧跟神认罪。
And if there's something in your conscience that's telling you, then you confess
to
the Lord. To reconcile with the Lord.
那么污秽的东西就不能够沾染我们。
And all these things that's wicked and filthy will not be able to contaminate us.
那么第二个呢，他讲到我们要弃绝谎言。
And secondly,
就是在二十五节
Verse 25
要弃绝谎言
You must put off falsehood
弟兄姊妹们原来在社会中说谎不算一件什么大事
You know that in this society it's no big deal to lie
但是在神看却是非常严重的大事
But to God it is something crucially important
因为神说魔鬼就是说谎的源头
Because God says that Satan is the source of all lies
他是说谎之人的父
That he's the father of all lies
他专教人说谎
That he teach man how to lie
当蒙恩得救以后
Therefore after we're saved
我们要弃绝谎言
We need to put away falsehood
让我们很敏锐的来察觉我们这句话说的真实不真实
And let us have sensitivity about what we say Whether there's truth in what we're saying
准确不准确
Whether it is accurate
有没有夸大呢
Whether there's exaggeration
啊，有没有故意扭曲呢
Whether there's a twist of truth
啊，这是非常重要的
And that is very important
那么第二个就是生气却不要犯罪
And secondly in your anger do not sin
那么这是讲到说我们人难免有时候生气的
And that speaks of sometimes we do get angry
但是神说呢生气啊，如果到了犯罪的地步的话呢就不好了
But the Lord says in your anger if you sinned then it's not good
所以我们天然的人对一件事情的这个反应啊，里面有气那是理解
And it is understandable that we ourselves have a natural reaction to some stimuli
那如果我们不控制这个脾气
But if we do not put a control our temper
我们让它尽量的发表
We just let loose our anger
爱骂就把他骂得彻底
And we would just scold according to all our heart's desire
甚至要动手
And sometimes we even use violence
那么就犯罪了
Then we have sinned
所以神告诉我们生气但是不要犯罪
Therefore Paul says in your anger do not sin
不可含怒到日落
And do not let your anger go let the sun go down while you're still angry
也许我们可以按着字面来用也可以啊。
Maybe you can interpret this superficially, literally
就说今日事今日毕
And it's to get things done that is supposed to be done today
啊，今天吵的架呢到晚上呢就把它解决了
So try to resolve your conflict today
像那个银行的这个做账的人哈，他们每天晚上一定要把账全都平衡了才可以回家吃饭。
Just like the bank tellers, they need to balance their paper, their sheets before they can go home for dinner.
啊，我们最亲爱的人啊，如果我们有什么过节了，晚上我们把它解决掉再睡觉。
So if we have conflict with people with whom we're so close to, deal with that conflict before you go to sleep.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give Satan a foothold.
我们再如果这样子继续冷战的话，我们就给魔鬼留地步了。
Because if you try to still just be in silence, not talk to each other, then it's giving Satan a foothold.
哪里撒旦就能站在那里？
Wherever there's a sin, there's a foothold for the Satan. 那如果
我们生气的时候骂了一些不当骂的话，或甚至咒诅了，你给魔鬼留地步。
And if you curse or say something you're not supposed to say in your anger, then you have given Satan the foothold.
所以讲到说不要再偷。
And here says, do not steal.
好，很多事情我们也许有时候不觉得啊，但是我们可能呢，我们可能偷了一些 IRS 的钱。
And sometimes we are insensitive to it, but perhaps we have steal some money from IRS.
我们可能是偷了办公室的一些东西。
Or taken something from your work.
啊，或者是我们在做研究的时候，我们偷了一些什么资料，我们没有把它好好写出来。
Or maybe we have stolen some data in our research.
荣耀在他九年级的时候发生一件事情。
And when Daniel was ninth grade,
他花了很长的时间写一个 做一个 project.
And he spent so much time working on a project.
那写的实在很好。
And it was wonderfully done and written.
那最后我想说帮他一点忙，我就跟他讲说，哎呀，你可以把那个诗歌里面一节用进去。
And so I tried to help him by suggesting that you can use this particular stanza from a hymn.
他也很高兴，就把那一节诗歌就用进去了。
And he was very happy and adopted my idea and put the hymn in his writing.
结果有一天老师打电话给我说叫我去谈一谈。
And then so the teacher called me and says that he needs to talk to me.
他说你的儿子剽窃了。
And he says, your son has committed plagiarism.
我当时不知道什么东西，他就拿给我看，哦，就用了一节这个古典的诗歌。
And I did not know what it was until he showed me that it was that particular stanza from a hymn.
我觉得好像他是用那个《你那不肯放我的爱》里面的一节。
It was a hymn that says that the love that would not let me go.
结果他没有注明那个出处。
But he did not specify a footnote where the source of that hymn.
一整学期的工作，零分。
And the teacher gave him 0 point for the entire semester work.
非常严厉。
That was a very severe punishment.
我第一次知道说这件事情不是小事。
And then the first time I understood plagiarism is not something very light.
偷窃如同谎言。
And to steal is just—it's the same thing as to lie.
对我和荣耀，那都是一个很大的一个教训。
That was a big lesson for both Daniel and me.
污秽的言语一句不要出口。
It says, "Do not allow any filthy word coming out of your mouth."
弟兄们知道了。
And then we all know that.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们没有时间再继续讲。
We don't have time to finish all of it.
但是我们感谢神，他已经把这个救恩给我们。
But we thank the Lord that He has given us His salvation.
让我们来珍惜这个新人。
Let's treasure this new man.
让我们来更新这个心思。
And to renew our minds.
让我们也非常宝贝神给我们的新衣。
And to treasure this new garment that the Lord has given us.
让我们真是觉得在新的里面多好。
And it's so wonderful to be in that newness.
我们可以得神的喜悦。
That we can please God.
好，我们唱一节诗歌好不好
？Let's just sing one stanza.
这些诗歌是自耶稣来住在我心。
It's a hymn since Jesus come into my heart.
可能是诗歌105首。不是，可能是205首。我们只唱一节。
Hymn number 205, just one stanza.
就唱第一节
Stanza 1
请姊妹给我们开一个音
Lord, thank you for willing to abide in my heart
我们感谢你为用血为我们立了新约
We thank you for establishing the covenant with your blood
感谢你所赐给我们的新生命
I thank you for the new life that you have given us
在这个新的境界里
That in this realm of all newness
哦，主啊，我们心何等的喜乐满足
Lord, our heart is so rejoicing and satisfied
我们是新造的人
Because we're new creation
旧事已过都变成新的了
The old has passed away and all have become new
我们盼望新天新地
Lord, we're hoping for a new heaven and earth
有义居在其中
That there's righteousness dwelling in
us 我们将永远与神同住
That forever we shall dwell with God
主啊，一直吸引我们
Lord, continue to draw us
快跑地跟随你
To pursue after you
地上彰显你自己的荣耀
To manifest your glory on this earth
谢谢你听我们的祷告
I thank you for answering our prayers
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
In Jesus' name I pray
Amen
Amen